I'd rather give you my email password, even my M-Pesa password, my M-Pesa pin, but not my ChatGPT memory. Wagwan, 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 sup, how are you doing? How are you doing? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you Gucci? Because I'm Gucci. Welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 123. Let's go. Where will I ever get to episode 200? Anyway, no pressure. Welcome to episode 123. I am your host, Awino Awiti. And thank you. Shout out first, by the way. Shout out to all of you who listen to this pod. I feel like I never say it enough, but y'all are my favorite people in this entire universe. Like, I wish, like, one day I'll just get all the people who listen to Unspoken on in one room. I'll give y'all hugs and kisses. But yeah, shout out to each and everyone who listens, who supports this pod, man. Y'all are the real MVPs. Anyway, how are you doing? Well, happy new month. Yo, happy new month. Today is June is here. I'm recording. You're going to be listening to this on 2nd June. And I'm actually recording this on 2nd June. So happy new month. Yo, nowadays, the months run like the days. Like, was it just January the other day? Wasn't it just January the other day? Now we're entering the second half of the year. Like, what is happening? Like, time is flying. So like, time is, you know, like, time is so, is flying. Like where is the time going? Like, masaa yetu hapa duniani inakaribia kuisha. Anyway, welcome to this episode. So happy new month. The second half of the year is here. And yo, how is your vision board? How are your goals, man? How are your goals? Check on them, man. Anyway, welcome. Today's episode we're talking about, like, it's the opposite of last week's episode. If you haven't listened to that episode, you have to listen to that episode. That is one very hilarious episode. I was actually listening to it myself and I was just laughing. Have you ever had that feeling where you just laugh at your jokes? Now that tells you how funny it was. I went back to listen to the episode, like, and then I was like, okay, girl, you're funny. It was so hilarious. I loved it, honestly. So yeah, better listen to that episode. So today's episode is like the opposite of last week's episode. Today's episode is propaganda I'm falling for. If you're not on TikTok, this idea got it from TikTok. There's a trend going on TikTok about propaganda I'm not falling for. Okay, I know propaganda has like a deeper meaning, like things like maybe the government can, like, you know, propaganda, yeah, you know the dictionary meaning of propaganda. Now this in the TikTok meaning of propaganda, that's what we are dealing with. I'm sure everyone is on TikTok and everyone has seen that trend. So basically here, propaganda means, in this context, it means like things basically I'm falling for and things I'm not really falling for. Things like I won't, like, even if someone convinced me, as much as a lot of people are gonna do it, but yo, I'm not falling for them. But today's episode is about propaganda I'm actually falling for 100%. Things that, yo, people might not fall for it, people might not subscribe to it, other people might disagree with me, but me, I'm like, yo, me I'm falling for this. Me, this works for me. So yeah, today's episode is about that. Anyway, hope you enjoy the episode. Stick with us till the end. If you like this episode, after listening, I was about to say after watching. Guys, we are coming back to visual. Relax, give me time. The Unspoken Stories are cooking, guys. Give me time, you know, producing, production, and my life is like so busy right now. I have a lot of things to do. So yeah, but I'm working. I'm cooking. So give me time. So yeah, check out my Instagram, Awino Awiti. The post went up. Check out my paid partnerships first with Busha, man. I need to get the bag. I need to get the money. So I will now hit you on IG. I will now hit you on TikTok. And what else? Are we not? No, Unspoken Podcast KE on YouTube. Awesome. Subscribe, like, share, comment. Do all the good stuff. So, oh, and also check out, I need to plug myself. And also watch my TV show. Okay, you know, the TV show debuted, like, I debuted on TV 2 weeks ago, but I have actually never watched myself on TV. So this past Saturday was the first time I actually watched myself on TV. The past 2 weeks, I just recorded the show and I've never actually watched it. But now this Saturday, I was like, I need to watch this show. I can't be telling people to watch it, but I haven't watched it. So this time I tried to make time and I watched it, and it was so surreal just seeing myself on TV. It was crazy. I was so excited. Like, I never thought I would see myself on TV. I would make it to be on the screen. Man, dreams come true. I was like, Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Dreams do come true. It was so crazy. It was so surreal. And I was so happy. I was so excited. It was so amazing. So check out my show. You need to watch that show, Kenyan Drive Show, every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Triple TV. Okay, let's get into the episode. So propaganda, I'm falling for. First things first, number one, the first propaganda I'm definitely 100% falling for is vision boards. Vision boards work, man. Vision boards work. And another propaganda is manifestation. So vision boards and manifestations, manifesting and all those, I fall for those. Those are things I fall for, because I've seen them work for me. This is the first year I've created a physical vision board. I've told you, if you listen to Unspoken, you know, if you watch my vlogs, you know, this is the other days, the previous years rather, I've just been, like having a digital vision board. But this year I was so intentional. I was like, I'm gonna try and make my first physical vision board. And guys, we're in June. This is the sixth month of the year, and I can confidently tell you guys that the things. Half of the things I wrote on my vision board this year have already passed. They've already come to pass, and it's insane and it's crazy. But they have. I had being on TV. In fact, my vision board had, like, I wanted to have a TV show, which is crazy. I wanted to just be on TV. Honestly, I just wanted to be on TV, either being interviewed about my podcast or hosting a show. It is crazy. I had it on my vision board, and already it has come to pass. What else was on my vision board? I had a little, like, half of the things that were on my vision board have already come to pass. So vision boards, they actually work. I subscribe to it. I'm falling for it. I believe in it because it's insane. I was even, when I was cleaning my house today, I saw my vision board. I was just looking at it and like, this is insane. This is insane. And also manifestation works. I'm sure. I know that there are people out there who don't believe in manifesting. I don't know why. But me, I'm falling for that shit. Manifestation works. Just putting, you know, manifesting is like energy. Me, I'm one person who believes in energy. Like, the energy you give is like, the energy that you give is what you're gonna receive. The things you spend a lot of your time in, the things you say, the things you believe, what comes out of your mind, your mindset and everything, those things, they actually work. They have a lot of meaning in your life if you just go back. Like, they have a deeper. They are somehow like connected. So vision boards and manifestations, those things have worked for me, and I fall for them. I believe in them, honestly. Another thing, another propaganda I'm falling for is reinventing myself at any time, at any point in my life, at any age. I believe in reinventing myself. If I just wake up today and say, okay, I want to start afresh. I want to do things this way. I want to reinvent myself. I want to rebrand. I'm going to do it. Like we always say in this podcast, as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're still alive, there's always room for redemption. So reinvent yourself as many times as possible. I totally believe in that. Another propaganda I'm falling for is rewatching The Vampire Diaries. That is crazy. In fact, this year I'm yet to do my rewatch. I have to rewatch Vampire Diaries every year. So I watched it the first time last year and I was obsessed with it. Last year alone, I think I rewatched it thrice, which is crazy. But which is not even crazy. People rewatch that thing like I think 10 times a year. So this, like rewatching Vampire Diaries, that is one thing I fell for, because that is hands down my best show. I'm yet to find a show that's gonna beat Vampire Diaries. Yeah, so it's still my best show till date. So I'm gonna have to make time and watch it, but not now. I think from August, because last year I started watching it in August, so I'm gonna rewatch it again in August. Because I was even listening to the Vampire Diaries playlist the other day and I was like, okay, this is crazy, because I can't remember what was happening this year. Because last year when I was rewatching it, I used to have the lines of the characters memorized in my head. I used to even know this music. When I used to listen to the music in the series, I used to know this music was played in this and this scene with this and this character, which is crazy. So now, like, it's almost a year now and I've forgotten those stuff. So I was like, yeah, I think it's time to rewatch The Vampire Diaries. So yeah, I love Vampire Diaries, man. So that's one thing I'm falling for. Rewatching and rewatching and rewatching. Yeah, I'll rewatch Vampire Diaries as many times as I can. Another propaganda I'm falling for is doing things solo. Yeah, learn to do things alone. Don't depend on people. Don't wait on people to do things. I embarked on that journey of doing things solo and I've discovered a lot of things about myself. I've had so much fun. By the way, coming to think of it, it's been like my life has been so hectic the past 2 months. I've not even gone out, which is not normal for someone like me. But yeah, I've not gone out. I was thinking the last time I went out, like, to just have fun, even on a proper date, was in March, which is insane. So the whole of April and May, I haven't gone out. I've just been going to school and other stuff, going for shoots, school, insane. So yeah, going, but this Saturday I have to go somewhere. I'm going back to, yeah, you're gonna see. So yeah, doing things solo, that is one thing I believe in. You learn a lot of things about yourself. You just learn to enjoy your own company. Go for solo dates, concerts. Me even, which is crazy, but me, I go to concerts alone. Some people find it like weird, like, how can you go on a concert alone? I even went to Maandamano alone, by the way. I went to Maandamano alone. So learn to do things solo. Yeah, I fall for that. Another propaganda I'm falling for is letting burnt bridges stay burnt. Like, if you, like Mkikosana said, that doesn't mean like now you have to find a way now to mend the friendship. Like Mkikosana sa zingine, like, just say deuces, kila mtu aende njia zake in a peaceful way. Si lazima sa, now that at sasa wewe ndo umejiwekea sasa, now that mlikosana mse, sasa wewe ndo umejiwekea jukumu la wewe sasa ndo unataka ku mend your friendship. Sasa you're the bigger person. Sometimes it's just good, man, to let burnt bridges stay burnt, man. Sometimes, because kuna kinasa manga, when people show you who they are the first time, believe them. So yeah, me nowadays, kama ulinikosea na atuku, like, if you really cross my path that part and nafukakosana, I'm just like, man, deuces, see you in the next life. Another propaganda I'm falling for is ChatGPT. ChatGPT. Ah, shout out to ChatGPT. Shout out to AI, man. Like, ChatGPT has literally saved my life. ChatGPT is literally my best friend. As you were saying, I mean, the other day, someone said that ati afadhali apeane password ya sijui email, lakini asikupe history yake ChatGPT. Like, I'd rather give you my email password, even my M-Pesa password, my M-Pesa pin, but not my ChatGPT memory. Because we use ChatGPT. Personally, I use ChatGPT for a lot of things. I consult ChatGPT in a lot of things. So it's literally my best friend. So, man, I fall for ChatGPT. Like, it has saved a lot of people out here. It has changed the game, man, in technology, in artificial intelligence. Shout out to the people who came up with it, man. Another propaganda I'm falling for is SPF sunscreen. Guys, put on your sunscreen, wear your sunscreen. Like, I have a friend. I have a friend, by the way, she's so crazy. She doesn't even believe in artists. Do you need to put SPF? Even in fact, she doesn't even do skincare. She doesn't believe in that stuff that you have to do your skincare. You have to take care of your skin. You have to moisturize. You have to tone. You have to put on your SPF. She was telling me like, even which is so, I was even surprised she would think in that manner. She's even telling me like, why do you need sunscreen when you are melanin? Hey, why do you need sunscreen when you're melanin? Everyone needs sunscreen, whether you're melanin or not. Let me give you a reason why you need sunscreen. Just make it a point one day and go for a skin analysis. Just go for a skin analysis. After that skin analysis, hey, that's when you will know that you will realize that you actually need sunscreen, because the sun can destroy skin. You might be 26 years old, but then when you go for your skin analysis, your skin is reading like you are maybe 40 years old. You are 35 because you don't take care of your skin. I personally subscribe to, I believe in taking care of my skin, doing my skincare routines. I believe in wearing my sunscreen every day, even though I'm not even going out. I gotta put on my sunscreen. So SPF, that is one propaganda I'm definitely 100% falling for. Another propaganda I'm falling for is self-improvement. Anything self-improvement, anything self-care, anything self-awareness, anything to do with taking care of yourself. That is one thing I'm falling for. The people actually who view self-care as selfishness, being selfish, I don't know, suggest loving yourself too much, being selfish, being like putting yourself, like, you know, the people just have an attitude towards self-care. And if I find someone who thinks like that, I'm always like, I try to stay away from such people. Stay away from such people who view self-care as being selfish. So yeah, things to do with self-improvement. Yeah, you need to work on yourself. You need to work on yourself. Once you start working on yourself, there's never turning back. You will continue working on yourself until you die. So self-improvement is a journey, not a destination. It is something that will continue doing constantly. So that is one thing I fall for. When it comes to working on myself, improving myself, correcting my mistakes, learning, relearning, and learning, please subscribe me on that. Another propaganda I'm falling for is kindness over niceness. Being kind, I've talked about that on the pod a lot of times. I'd rather be kind than be nice, man. Being nice gets you nowhere. There's a book called Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Yeah. Actually, I've not read it, but I've heard a lot of things about that book. I think I should really read it. It's on my book list. I'm a book bucket list. So I really need to read that book. But being nice, people are gonna step on your toes. People are gonna step on you because you're just being nice. Like, yeah, be kind. I'd rather you be kind than be nice. Yeah, being nice don't get you nowhere. Another propaganda I'm definitely falling for is romanticizing my life. I think that's falls under self-care, self-awareness, self-improvement. Yeah, romanticizing my life, doing like taking care of myself. Sometimes with, like, I don't know how some people think, but some people, even romanticizing their life, they actually don't know if there's something like that, which is crazy. But I feel like everyone needs to romanticize their life, whether you are a lady, whether you're a man. Just take care. Man, we have this one life, man. You just have one life. You're not gonna get another life. So use it to the best way you can. Romanticize it. Enjoy your life. You only live once. Yeah. Another propaganda I am definitely falling for is getting old is a privilege. Yeah. Getting old is a privilege. Actually, I mean, nowadays, I used to be so scared, kitambo, when I was in my early 20s, I used to be so scared of, like, growing old, like, even getting to my 30s. I just wanted to stay young forever, which I know you can't, but I just wanted to, I used to not imagine myself not in my 20s. I was like, how does life feel like when you are 30, when you're 40? Like, I don't want to get there. But now, I'm just like learning, I'm just loving getting old, because with this new age, with this new old age comes with a lot of lessons. Like now I know better. Like I can make critical decisions concerning my life. Now I know the things, like my life, like life is just making sense when I'm getting older, because now I know what I want for me and what I don't want for me. I have a vision of where I want to go. I know the things that I want. I know how to get them. Like, I'm smarter. I know better. Like, getting old is a privilege. Life gets better when you get old, honestly. Like, being a teenager, like teenage years and early 20s, those things are the ghetto. You know, you don't know nothing. You think you know, but you don't. You're confused. You're still trying to find yourself. But now, like, I'm in my late 20s. I'm like, I know who I am. Like, I'm so self-aware. You can't come and even tell me shit. Like, I'm so self-aware. I know where I want to go. I know who I want to be with. I know what I want for my life. I know what I want for my future, for my career. Like, life gets, like, you just know better when you get old. Life gets better as you get older. So getting old is a privilege. And then another propaganda I'm falling for is posting and not being embarrassed about it, not being cringe. Especially, I'm talking from a content creator's POV. I'm a content creator, an artist. I can call myself an artist because of the things I've done. I'm an artist. Yeah, I'm a content. I'm just a creative, basically. So sometimes as a creative, sometimes you post and then you feel embarrassed. You're like so cringe. Scared, you ask yourself, you keep second guessing yourself, and then you ask yourself, what are people gonna think? Is this even good enough? Am I good enough? Like, those things come, and it's normal, because you know, putting yourself out there is not easy, because now the whole world can see, you know, everyone in the world has access to social media. So just putting yourself out there now is like letting the world in your life, and it's a scary thing to do. But I've been a content creator for long. Nowadays, I don't even care. I'm not even embarrassed. Me, I will post. If people like, they like. If you don't like, that's your business. As long as I put out what I love out there, I shared it with the world. That is like my labor of love. That's how me, I view my content creation nowadays. I do it because I love it. Because honestly, it fulfills me. When I stay for long without putting content, I feel like I'm disappointing myself. I feel so bad. I feel like I'm not complete. But when I create, the process of creating, the process of putting content out there, it just fulfills me. It just makes me so happy. It's like a labor of love. So nowadays, I'm past that posting and just being embarrassed about it, feeling cringe. I am way past that. Now, nothing you can tell me, nothing can faze me. Now I'm past that. So yeah. I love where I'm at with my content creation journey. Another okay, this list is not so long. I think I'm about to finish. So another propaganda I'm falling for definitely is no kids before marriage. Yeah, I talked about this on the previous pod where I said we should stop normalizing single parenthood. Yeah, we should bring back the marriage and family stuff, man, where people used to have a wedding, get married, then start a family. Like, we need to bring that back. Nowadays people just meet, come we stay, kuja tuone, tupambane, tuone penye tutafika. No, man, me, I believe in no kids before marriage. I believe I'm falling for, like, we need to meet, we need to fall in love, we need to date, and then we need to get married, and then we need to start a family. I'm still old school like that. I still fall for that. I feel like, yeah, that can work for me. So that's one propaganda I'm falling for. No kids before marriage, man, please. Another propaganda I'm falling for is moving in silence. Yeah, moving in silence. Don't put people in your business so much, man. There are people with evil eyes. Oh, hey, guys, let me tell you a story. There are people with evil eyes. Hey, I've seen that. There's just a lot of monitoring spirits around. Sometimes you feel like people are not watching, but people are watching. People pretend that they're not watching you. Hey, but people know your every move. In fact, I saw someone on TikTok say, your haters are your biggest supporters are your haters. Like, they will look at everything that you do, as long as they're not gonna like, they will watachunguza. Me, I've seen that in my content creation journey. When I started this journey, back in 2020 when I started the pod, like, things were just all over the place. There's some people who supported me. Of course, you know, some people won't support you, and that's okay. But as now it's 5 years down the line, I have grown as a content creator. I have achieved a lot of things. Like, things are just opening up slowly. And then there's those people, they'll just view what you're seeing. There are people, especially Instagram. Instagram is like the worst app. Honestly, I prefer TikTok. Instagram has a lot of monitoring spirits, especially people from high school. Yo, what the heck is wrong with people from high school with other people? Like, they will watachunguza maisha yako. Like yesterday, was it? No, on Saturday. When the days when I post something personal, I get a lot of, on my story, that is, when I post something personal on my story, I get a lot of views on my Insta story, which I never even get. Sometimes the day when I posted on my story about about making my TV debut, announcing that I'm going to be on TV, yo, guys, I got almost 3,000 views on my Insta story. I've never gotten such views on my Insta story. I always get like 500 views if it's a lot. Sometimes I range from 200 to 500 views on my Insta story. That day I reached 3K views. And on Saturday, the other day, when I was watching myself on TV and then I uploaded, I got like almost 4,000 views. So I don't know how those people know when you're posting something personal. And those people, funny thing, those people who watch my Instagram story, most of them, not all, the people who like my story, like, they support me. They like my content. There are people who will watch your Insta story and you're posting. Creators will understand what I'm saying. You will say, okay, guys, engage on this reel. You have posted your reel on your story. Guys, please engage on this reel. It's a paid partnership. They will not even engage. They will not even like. They will not even go and view. They will not even like. Those are monitoring spirits. They just want to know what you're up to. Umefikia wapi? But they will not even like any, someone would rather die than even like your post. Those are monitoring spirits. And most of them are people from high school. Washindwe kabisa. I have a lot of those. So move in silence. Don't post a lot of things because people are here. Got evil eyes. I've learned that. So post, just share the things like that you're comfortable sharing, but not really personal stuff. Because you don't know who's watching you, then evil eye, man. Some people are not good people out here. So I've learned that. Some people, not everyone is good people. Not everyone is a good person. Yeah. So yeah, move in silence, man. What else? Another propaganda I'm falling for. I think that's it. I had like, I think, 18 things on my list. Yeah, I think I've said them all. Yeah, another propaganda I'm falling for definitely is delusional. Being completely delusional about my dream life. Yeah, I'm falling for that propaganda. Man, reality sucks. Reality. Sometimes reality, it sucks, man. So be a little bit delusional. Being delusional, kidogo, it really helps, man. It makes you view the bigger picture. Like, what if I could just decide and do this? Like, maybe it could happen. Maybe, just maybe, these delulu things, these things about I'm having in my mind about my dream life, maybe they can just come true if I put in the work. So being delulu, I support. We are delulu over here. I definitely support being delulu. So yeah. Those are the things I think I'm falling for. Those are valid points, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. They are valid points. Oh, the last one, being passionate and crazy, man. A little craziness goes a long way. Sometimes it only takes you and your craziness to believe in yourself. It only takes you to believe in yourself. Once you are passionate and you believe in yourself, man, you are gonna be unstoppable. Just be crazy and go for the things that you want. Go hard, go and chase your dreams. Just be crazy, man. You just need to be a little bit crazy and just decide to go all out and say, man, mimi liwe liwalo, natoka block. Lazima tutoke block. Nilona mimi smarty, mimi fly mimi smarty. Hey, at this rate, itabidi block ndo itoke penye tuko. Anyway, so yeah, that's my list. I had 18 points. That's it. Those are things I think I'm falling for. Yeah, those are some propaganda I'm definitely falling for. So feel free to share your list. What are you falling for? I loved how people Give me feedback on the other list where I was talking about propaganda. I'm not falling for that. Was a nice episode. Anyway, guys, I need to love and leave you over here. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to interact with me on all my socials, and remember to, if you like this pod, Nini, what's it called? Read the podcast, share with someone who you think would also love this podcast. Anyway, I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Unspoken.